This is Jason Bentley from KCRW, and I am here with filmmaker Emmett Malloy. He made a splash with his seminal surf film Thicker Than Water, and has since worked on a number of commercials, music videos, and documentaries, including a film on former boxer Freddie Roach and the Big Easy Express, which captures a week-long cross-country tour by train with the bands Mumford & Sons, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, and the Old Crow Medicine Show. We're here today to talk about some of the platters that matter in your world as part of the KCRW Guest DJ project. So what did you bring for us?
First up, I chose Chet Baker because that's somebody I think these days that gets me through everything. I just had a little kid and I'm kind of at home a lot more and I need music that'll play to the masses. And I find Chet Baker kind of the best thing in music I've ever heard, and I feel like everything... Well, I just keep going back to him, and I think that's my favorite part of jazz in general is the ease of it, and certainly I think Chet Baker just was kind of the triple threat. You know, I find Chet Baker at his best when he's got a little sadness in him, and certainly I have fallen in love too easily, and I've kind of been through it all, like in the sense of I think I got every version of a relationship, but I'm a huge fan of the sadness in love. You know, I'm not a fan of it in real life, but I like what it evokes in musicians. And to me, music is always, you know, really dictated by the mood that I'm in. I've always enjoyed music that kind of plays to every mood, and with that, it needs sadness. You know, happy music, it kind of can do the one thing, but I like music that goes a little deeper and a little darker. And certainly I think Chet Baker has a lot of demons, to say the least.
My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
We're back. That was Chet Baker, I Fall in Love Too Easily. And what do you have up for number two for us?
Geez, I'm coming out of the gates with some of the, you know, more depressing stuff. But this Magnetic Fields record, it's a four-record set called 69 Love Songs. And again, this is just a record that I've spun excessively in my life. And, you know, on this record, it's one of the few that the female in the group sings. So it really stood out immediately because there's very little presence from her throughout 69 songs. And again, this song you can listen to and be very confused on whether it is a love song, a positive version of a love song, or if it's a breakup song. And that plays into what I was saying before, is I like that dynamic in songwriting.
Where is the madness that you promised me? Where is the dream for which I paid?
I got married about a year ago, and this was a song I gave away, a little 7-inch vinyl at our wedding. And one song was The Cure, Just Like a Dream, that Jack Johnson did for me and my little niece did together. And then the other side, I had Neil Halstead from Mojave 3 and Slow Dive flip this song into a positive love song, because it's so close. You add a word and it's a joyous love song, as is. It's kind of a sad breakup song about kind of moving on and saying that nobody will ever love you like the way I did, but I feel like I kind of wanted it to be a positive spirit, and we just found a way to make it work.
Thank you.
That was Magnetic Fields with No One Will Ever Love You. Now, your third track, what do you have?
I picked a George Harrison track, and, you know, this is a record that I go to as much as any of the Beatles record, which I find to be the best compliment to what he did in his solo career. I do feel like he was, you know, made a solo record that kind of felt like a Beatles record.
And which album is that?
That's All Things Must Pass.
Now I've watched you sitting there, seeing the passers-by all stir, like you have no place to go.
The song I picked is called Apple Scruffs, and I've come to later find out that it's about, like, roadies, and, you know, kind of picking up roadies along the way, and, you know, almost like an Almost Famous thing. When I listened to it initially, I was like, oh, what a great love song, what a dedicated guy. And then as you've kind of watched the documentary that was done recently, you figure out that, you know, he had kind of, well, he liked the ladies.
So, Emmett, by roadies, you mean groupies.
Yeah, I just realized I really misplayed that one. I gave everybody a way different impression of George Harrison.
Yeah, I pictured him, you know.
Yeah, you're like, he loves roadies. He just likes hanging out with them. Yeah, I meant groupies, and I think that will make a lot more sense with the rest of what I said.
George Harrison, Apple Scruffs, as selected by Emmett Molloy. He's our guest DJ on KCRW. We're back with Emmett Molloy in studio here at KCRW. He is sharing some music selections with us, and what do you have up next?
Next is a newer song by Alex Ebert of Edward Sharp. He did a solo record just by the name of Alexander. The song is A Million Years, and I just like it because it made me feel like I drifted into a great Paul Simon Lost record or something of that kind of... I give it that lofty of a statement, is that it made me feel like I went back and found an old record and found a lost track that might be my favorite. Had never even heard of it. So I just think it's a beautiful love song, and his stuff always has a real positive kind of emotional spirit and gets me revved up and makes me want to, like, do some, like, preacher style dance by myself with a couple roadies.
In the dark.
Yeah.
My notion of love, devotion, what's a corrosion of mind? Then come Cupid, and now I'm stupid, and I feel it's just fine. Like exploding fates, I'ma tell the world in a million years full of fears, but I found my girl.
That was A Million Years by Alexander. Well, Emmett, we've come to the back of the record box here. It's a small
saving
one.
Saving the best for last.
Small one. It's a five record box. So your final selection, what do you have for us?
Well, I have Kurt Vile, and the song is Jesus Fever. Mm-hmm. And really, I could have put any Kurt Vile song on this list. He, in the last year, has been my most steady go-to new artist. I mean, I've kind of been on a Chet Baker, Kurt Vile extravaganza. I just think Kurt Vile, to me, brought back a little bit of what I really liked about being a teenager. You know, it was a little bit of irreverence. There's a bit of a Hesher spirit to him, and I just like his swagger. We stumbled upon him in Philly one night where we were just out with some friends, and they said they're going to see this guy they went to high school with, Kurt Vile, and we went to this, like, crummy two-story house, and I was just blown away by, he never looked up, his hair was in his face the whole time, and it was, you know, just kind of transported me back to, like, a different time and place, not too far ago, which was the nice part about it. But I just really dig him. I think he's a very talented artist, and I think he's got an incredible style that spoke to me very powerfully.
In a black hole, I found a broken skull. Now
Art, we're back with Emmett Molloy, and that was Kurt Vile, Jesus Fever. Emmett, I want to thank you so much for coming through and doing this for us.
It's great to be here, Jason. Thank you.
We wish you all the best. Thanks. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.